Well, now it's time to welcome back Carl Merry. And last week you were telling us about a horse with no ears. And this week I think you say it's connected to it. Is it a strange funeral?
Well, it's connected to it in a way that there's a double identity.
Right.
And also it's a game from Leon C.
My word, it's all happening in Leon C at the moment. Right.
But
or then, rather, I should say, whatever it was.
About 90 years later than the last story.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, let's hear this story of the strange funeral.
Well, in the 1840s, Leon C boasted many smugglers, but only one was a lady, and her name was Elizabeth Little. And she led a life that was beyond reproach, so it would seem. She had a draper's shop where she sold fine silk, lace perfume, and gin. And nobody would have suspected her of being a smuggler. But truth to tell, much of the goods in her shop, well, they were contraband that she herself and her accomplices had smuggled into Leon C. And it wasn't just the business side that Elizabeth Little organized. Oh, no. She would also sail her boat to the continent. And she could handle the crew and the boat as well as any man might. And she did so for many years. But there was one night when... well, they were very late sailing home from Ostend. The tide was against them. And it was hard work sailing towards Lee. And when they reached the Thames, well, there was a coast guard cutter lying in wait. It saw Elizabeth's boat and tried to speed after it. And fleeing from the cutter, Bob, Elizabeth's brother, was wounded in the arm. Well, Elizabeth decided she would make for the shallow waters off Shrewsbury Point. The crew were not happy with this, and they argued with her, told it was a bad decision. "We'll be stranded when the tide ebbs," they said. But Elizabeth insisted, and so that's where they sailed. And there they quickly moored, and she made a decision. "Take Bob and all the stuff overland," she ordered, "and then we will sail the empty ship back to Lee." She sent a man to find Mr. Bennyworth, the local undertaker, asked him to bring a horse and a hearse, and when it arrived, Bob, wounded in his arm, was put in the coffin, and the lid gently rested on top of him. All the smuggled goods were laid on the floor of the hearse, and then Elizabeth turned to her crew and told them to sail the empty ship back to Lee under the noses of the cutter and the customs men. And Elizabeth herself got up in the front of the carriage, wrapped herself in a black shawl, and pretended to sob into a lace handkerchief. The hearse slowly made its way towards Lee-on-Sea overland. Most people they passed bowed their heads as a mark of respect. And at Eden Lodge, even a customs man raised his hat and lowered his eyes as the hearse passed. At that point, the undertaker had to stuff his kerchief in his mouth to stifle his laughter. And so it was. She brought the contraband to her shop. Her men brought the empty boat safe into harbour. Bob's wounds were treated. And the undertaker, the smugglers, Elizabeth and Bob all celebrated that night with the finest of French brandies.
Now, what I find interesting about this, last week you mentioned the crooked bullet.
I did indeed.
And I seem to recall that the crooked bullet was actually a place where a lot of the smuggling went on, even to the point that I understand that the local clergyman used to actually look after all of the smugglers on the floor above the bar.
There are a number of stories connected with Leon C and smugglers, I believe. I've not collected all of them. Mm. But the crooked billet does play a part.
Yes.
In the stories. And I seem to remember reading somewhere about an underground passage. Whether it's from the crooked billet.
No, that was from the Peter boat.
Peter boat.
Yes, because the
right,
Peter boat
yes.
burnt down, and when they were sorting through it, they found this underground passage that went all the way up towards Benfleet across the Hadley Downs, I believe.
I knew it was one of the pubs.
Well, I've been in both of them a few times.
Oh, so have I. In fact, the crooked billet not so long ago.
Now, I think you said that Next week's story is also connected in some way. So what's that all about?
Well, we're back in Lyon Sea, and we're back with sailors.
Not in the pub, though.
Not in the pub, and not with smugglers or highwaymen.
And what is this story called?
The story is called The Sea Witch.
The Sea
Witch. One of the Essex witch
stories. Another witch story. Right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.